My name is Marvin Anderson. I was born and raised in the Rondo neighborhood, and I am the co-founder of the Rondo Avenue, Inc., which sponsors the annual Rondo Day Festival. This year will be our 34th year with the celebration. I have brought today for the Rondo History Harvest an artifact that's called a Duncan Yo-Yo Top Player Cap. This goes back to about 1952 when I was obsessed with yo-yo. I learned as many yo-yo tricks as I could, and then each week or every 2 weeks, the Duncan Yo-Yo representative would come to a designated location, and we would have to perform yo-yo tricks. And there were about 10 tricks that you needed to perform to become a top yo-yo player. And you have to do about 7 of them in order to get this cap. I couldn't do all 10, but I was one better than all of the other competitors that day. And because I was able to perform 7 tricks out of the 10, I was designated a Duncan Yo-Yo Top Master for my neighborhood. And I wore this cap with great pride, and I would wear it around town, and people would see it, and they would immediately know that I was a yo-yo player. And I played yo-yo for most of my youth. I haven't touched a yo-yo in years, but give me about 2 weeks practice, and I'll be back in top form.
How old did you say you were? You got
12 years old. 1952. We had a grocery store on Rondo Avenue. It was called Schaefer's, and they sold yo-yos. So it was right across the street. So I would go over there and practice my yo-yo tricks every day. You'd have to do maybe 40 or 50 practice runs. You had to walk the dog. You had to rock the cradle. You had to go around the world. You had to throw it to the side and spin. And the cool thing about a yo-yo is it has to kind of hang. The longer you throw it down, you don't have to bring it up. It's a very, very skilled job. And kids don't do this anymore because they have no idea how much time and energy you have to put into perfecting your yo-yo. I don't have my yo-yo that I won, but I did win a packet of professional strings for becoming a top player. And those strings would allow you to do a longer trick because the cheap strings would break after maybe 4 or 5 passes, but the professional strings were a little bit thicker, and you can perform more tricks with those. So I was really happy to get professional strings. It would have cost about a quarter, and that was beyond my limit. From my little allowance and the little jobs that I did around, you wouldn't want to blow 25, 50 cents on strings. That was a whole week's worth of candy, and you could have gone to the movie for that and get a box of popcorn and actually, the movie was 12 cents. Popcorn was, you can go to a movie for 25 cents. You see the movie, get a box of popcorn, and maybe a candy bar. And it'd be a double header. So that was a great way to go. And I didn't want to spend that money on strings. So this is my story about my Duncan Yo-Yo cap.